Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you have listened to some of these recent commentaries, you were not surprised when the regular media finally started reporting about the growing number of empty shelves at grocery and other stores and the rationing of many products that are in stock. You also aren't surprised when the regular media at last began covering the long lines of cargo ships backed up at West Coast American ports because of the lack of capacity to unload and the shortage of truck drivers to haul this cargo away from the ports. Unfortunately, the shortages on store shelves are going to get much worse over the next few months before they get better. What the regular media is not informing you is that when stores don't have merchandise to sell, sales decline. When sales decline, businesses no longer need as many employees. Therefore, don't be surprised if the employment surge over more than the past year comes to a halt or even reverses. Further, when sales are sinking, that also means that profits will drop. When profits drop, what do you think will happen to current sky-high stock valuations? That's right, they are likely to stagnate or even decline, perhaps falling by huge percentages such as we saw earlier this century. During the Great Recession, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 47.3% from September 21, 2007 to March 20, 2009. As this happened, the spot price of gold jumped up 36%. At the beginning of this century, the NASDAQ collapsed a whopping 75.6% from March 24, 2000 to August 23, 2002. During this time frame, the price of gold was up almost 10%. So, when you hear reports about empty store shelves and huge lines of ships off the West Coast waiting weeks or months to unload their cargo, these are not happening in a vacuum. You need to understand what this implies for the overall near-term American economy. Then you need to make sure you acquire some bullion-priced physical gold coins and ingots to help protect you from a significant risk of a major stock market downturn. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.